Good afternoon. This is the Chorus Call conference operator. Welcome, and thank you for joining the Banca Sistema First Half 2015 Results Conference Call. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. During the call, please refer to the slides available on Banca Sistema's website. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Gianluca Garbi, CEO of Banca Sistema. Please go ahead, sir.
Good afternoon to everybody, and thank you for joining us to our first conference call as a listed company. I'm here with Margherita Mappelli, the CFO, and Carlo Di Pierro, Investor Relations. The first part of the call will be focused on the first half year 2015 results, and the second part on the Q&A. Let's start with the slide three on the presentation. The result of the first half of the year confirm what we have done in the past. Excluding some of the non-recurring items related to the IPO process, of which we will discuss later, the net interest income was 20% on a year-on-year basis above, equal to 29 million versus the 24.1 million in 2014, due to the continued increase of the core business of the factoring turnover, but also with the new contribution of the newly launched businesses line and a decreased cost of funding. The cost income is down at 42% versus the 49% at the end of 2014, and profit before tax is on a year-on-year basis up 27%. Our business is growing, as you can see, with the same growth path that we have shown on the first quarter 2015, with the factoring half year turnover up 36% on a year-on-year basis, and the second quarter 2015 up 37% on a year-on-year basis, with 90% of the business that is recurring business of the 600 million of turnover. The newly launched business, the CQS salary secured loan outstanding, has reached 65 million, was 30 million at the end of last year, and SME financing guarantee at 80% by the government has reached 60 million compared to the 19 million of year-end of last year. We continue to maintain also well-diversified funding, and the retail funding represent 41% of the total funding, with the cost that is now down at 240 basis points versus the 310 basis points on a full year basis, with the take-on rate in June at 1.1%. The liquidity coverage ratio and the net stability funding are respectively 121% and under 14%, which is well above Basel III 2018 target. We close the first half year with the core Tier 1 and the total capital ratio that respectively have reached 17.9% and 22.2% due to the business result on one end, but also due to the primary component of the IPO process. We have a conservative leverage ratio at 4.4% and a return on average equity at 38%, which of course take into account the increased denominator of 37.5 million of the primary component of the IPO. If we move to slide four, the factoring growth is in line with the first quarter of 2015. The turnover in the second quarter of this year is up 37% versus the second quarter of last year, which is a similar increase which has been registered on a year-on-year basis in the first half of 2015 as well. 30 million of this turnover, I'm pleased to say that has been originated through the new channel of distribution, that we have set up with the retail bank. Now, this new agreement has allowed us to reach more than 1,000 branches that we can rely on, and 11 commercial agreements have been signed as of today. The non-recourse factoring, of course, continues to remain represent the majority of our business, and obligor are company authorities and local and central administration, all of them a part of the Italian public administration. Then, due to the split payment law that was introduced in Italy as of January 1st, 2015, we have also seen more volume than expected on VAT receivable. Now, if we move to the slide 5, the contribution of the new two business line launched in 2014 is now becoming more evident. Almost 7% of the total loan, excluding repo, as of June 2015, are represented by CQS and CQP, that the amount is 65 million, thanks to this new loan production in the first half of the year for 54 million. And just 22% of the CQS and CQP portfolio is not related to public administration, while the large majority of it is connected to the public administration. The part that is not public administration is well diversified also at the geographical level. Also, the SME financing guarantee, as I said, 80% by the government, has registered a good growth in the first half of the year, reaching 60 million of outstanding. Now I can pass to the microphone to Margherita, that will go more in depth on the financials.
Thank you, Gianluca. Good morning, everyone. On slide 6, we can go through the half year 2015 income statement. As mentioned earlier, the net income for the first half of the year, normalized for the IPO-related non-recurring expense, was 13.4 million euro, compared to 9.8 reported in the first half 2014, so up 35.7%. Non-recurring items posted in the first half 2014 and 15 and related to the IPO process amounted to 4.6 million after tax. Pre-tax amount of those 6.6 million, of which 2.2 are related to administrative advisory fees and 4.4 to incentive plans to employees. Net interest income was up 20.3% to 28.9 million compared to 24 at the first half 2014. Increase is mainly driven by higher factoring volumes, continued decrease on the cost of funding, and improved contribution from the salary secured loans and SME financing. Net commission income was up to 5.8 million, up 5.3% from the first half of 2015, and that is mainly driven by increased factoring commission products activity. Operating loan loss provision is pretty much in line with the first half of 2014, and operating income is 34.8 million up compared to 31.1, up 11.9% compared to first half 2014. Operating cost 15.6 million down 1.3% compared to the first half of 2014, and that is driven by, on one side, higher personal expenses, which reflect the higher number of headcounts. We had 17 average FTEs in first half 2015 compared to first half 2014. Other administrative expenses are pretty much stabilizing in line with our expectations. 0.2 million of profits on equity investments derived from our minority stake in CS Union S.p.A. The first half 2015 net income represents 69% of full year 2014 net income. Moving on to slide number seven and looking at the balance sheet. Total assets, 2.3 billion compared to 2.1 billion at the end of 2014, so up 10.9%. We have a pretty stable government bonds portfolio, as composed exclusively by Italian short-term government bonds. The average duration of the portfolio at the end of June 2015 was 9.3 months. Factoring receivables are in line with the end of 2014. We have reduced funding from ECB and increased funding from the repo market, so the wholesale funding mainly derived from the repo funding due to lower interest rate on that market. We have a pretty stable retail term deposits and current accounts, and a stable situation in terms of debt securities, which amount to 20 million and are composed by a subordinated bond and an AT1 for 8 million. Shareholders' equity includes the effect of the capital increase from the IPO for 37.5 million, and the total own funds amount to 102 million, with a total capital ratio of 22.2% and a CET1 at 82 million, 17.9%. That is based on reported profit with no adjustment in relation to the non-recurring item related to the IPO. Slide number eight, more details around the revenues. Total income, 36.9 million, which is up compared to 33.1 million in first half of 2014. Net interest income represents 79% of total income and is up 20% year-on-year. We have recorded a reduced contribution from the carry trade deriving from the government bond position, which accounted for 0.8 million in first half 2015 compared to 1.5 million in first half 2015. Interest income is up year-on-year across all the business lines, certainly factoring, salary secured loans, and SME loans, which have increased their weight on the total interest income, amounting to 6% in first half of total interest income in the first half 2015, for a total amount of 2.2 million. Retail funding cost is keeping going down. It's down to 2.4% in first half 2015 versus 3.4% in first half of 2014 and compared to 3.1% on average in the full year 2014. We have always kept a conservative liquidity buffer throughout the period. Factoring net commissions are up 12% year-on-year, net of originating fees, up to 5.4% from 4.8% deriving from increased factoring volumes. Trading income deriving from government bonds is down from 3.4 million reported in first half 2015 to 2.2 million in first half 2015. Total income excluding carry trade and trading income from government bonds is up 21% year-on-year. Moving on to page nine. Operating cost, 15.6 million, down 1% compared to 15.8 million reported in first half 2014. As I mentioned, these are numbers adjusted for 6.6 million of non-recurring items related to the IPO, 4.4 million of which relate to personal expense, and 2.2% are booked in administrative costs and relate to advisory services in relation to the IPO. FTEs have increased to 129 at the end of June 2015 from 106 at the end of June 2014. Personal expense are up from 6 million to 6.5% in line with our expectations. Administrative expense and servicing costs are down from 9.8 million to 9.1 million, with the component related to servicing costs, which are fully variable and relating to the servicing and collection activities of the factoring portfolios, remaining pretty stable and actually going down from 3.4% to 3.3% and going down in percentage terms compared to the total cost base, thanks to efficiency that we are experiencing on the third-party servicing activities. Cost income is down to 42% from the 41% in line with our expectations and targets. Moving on to slide six, looking at the funding, we maintain a pretty diversified funding base with retail funding, customer deposits and current account accounting for 41% of total funds and 59% deriving from wholesale funding, which is composed mainly by repos done on the MTS markets, to a more limited extent from ECB funds, which at the end of June 2015 amount in total to 35 million. Customer deposits in total amount to 870 million, of which 560 are composed from time deposits and 310 from current accounts. Cost of funding on the retail side is down to 2.4% in first half 2015 from 3.1% on average in 2014 and from 3.4% in first half 2014. Take-on rate on customer deposits and current account at the end of June 2015 was 1.1%, so the rate at which we are taking on new funds, fresh funds, at the end of June 2015 is 1.1% as compared to 1.6% at the end of December last year. In terms of duration of the term deposits, the average residual duration of the time deposits was 15.5 months at the end of June, and the composition is, as reported in the pie on the bottom right of the slide, is 35% of funds are below 12 months and 65% have an original contractual duration above the 12 months. Moving on to slide 11, we maintain a conservative provision policy, and the cost of risk is in line with last year and with our expectations, running at 44 basis points in half year 2015 as compared to 41 basis points in 2014. The loan loss provision posted in the first six months of 2015 was 2.1 million, in line with the first half 2014, and in line with the full year expectation, with the amount posted on annualized basis in 2014. The loan loss provision is based on our conservative provisioning approach. We have not incurred, as we never incurred, natural credit losses, and the loan loss provision fully derives from the provisioning policies that we are taking mainly on the factoring activity, where we have out of the total loan loss provision for 2.1 million posted in first half 2015, 22% of it relates to collective impairment and 78% relates to specific provisionings on specific situations.
Okay, so thank you. So moving at the last slide, page 12. So we continue to see a growth consistently across the bank with the core business and also the new business initiative. We have maintained a stable diversified funding with a clear focus on cost of funds. And we are pleased to see as well that the platform is working and is really scalable. And we are pleased to be able to deliver a market-leading return on equity to our shareholder. Before moving to the Q&A session, let me add a footnote on the corporate governance side. Just to inform that today at the board of directors has agreed since the start of the IPO process, have acknowledged that following the exit of the private equity, in the coming months, there's going to be some change at the board that is going to reflect the new shareholder structure. So let me now ask and move to the Q&A session.
Excuse me, this is the Chorus Call conference operator. We will now begin the question and answer session. The first question is from Christian Carrese with Intermonte. Please go ahead, sir.
Yes, good afternoon, everybody. I have a few questions. The first one is on net interest income, and in particular the evolution of the factoring business in these two quarters of 2015. I read on the presentation that there were faster payments on the factoring receivables, and this may be had a negative impact on net interest income. I was wondering what do you expect for the coming quarters in terms of turnover and in terms of contribution to net interest income, and if you are planning to sell different products with a different mix, so in terms of commission, maybe a higher contribution than in the past. And the second question is regarding the money you raised through the IPO. Do you see any potential acquisition in the coming quarters to increase the size of the loan book? These are just the two questions.
Okay, thank you. So let me ask if there is anybody with other questions.
The next question is from Tony Deng with Barclays. Please go ahead.
Hi, it's Tony Deng from Barclays. Two questions, if I may. Firstly, I was wondering if you could confirm what is the gross asset yield in the first half on the factoring book. In the full year, I think you stated it was kind of around 9.5% to 10%. Has there been any movement since? And secondly, on slide 4, with the diagram of the factoring turnover by quarter, would you still expect this seasonality of the pickup towards Q4, as we saw in 2014, to also be a valid assumption for 2015? Thank you.
Okay, thank you. So let me start asking Margherita on the first question of from Intermonte.
So the first question related to interest income evolution in Q1 and Q2 2015, and whether the fact of having a shorter duration and faster payments may have a negative impact on the income statement. What we can say is that normally having faster payments in itself has a positive income into the income statement, as if you receive payments in advance for our expected collection date, of course, that means that we release into the income statement our discount earlier than expected. So that is normally something that we see as a positive income. In terms of evolution, of the overall net interest income, and in more in detail looking at the evolution of the factoring income over the quarter, what we can say is that certainly that is related to the seasonality of our turnover. So what is normally happening is that the significant turnover that we normally experience at the very end of the year releases its positive effects over the first quarter of the year, which is also what we have seen in 2015, where the big portfolios that we have acquired in the Q4 2014 have released their P&L impact in Q1 2015. In terms of evolution of the interest income over the next quarter, that is of course a function of the turnover and of the turnover that we expect to generate, and that we will cover in a minute. Of course, we still expect the same kind of seasonality that we have experienced in the past, and we still expect, I can say, the level of growth that we have seen so far. In terms of income, of course, that is driven by our ability to collect the receivables in line with our expectations.
The second question about the IPO proceeding, we already have started to look into some possible acquisition remaining in the field of our, of course, sector. So not going beyond what is our businesses, and we expect that those different initiative, those different possible acquisition will start to materialize before year end, at least a couple of them. Now the first question from Barclays, the yield, Margherita.
In terms of gross yield in the first half 2015, and that is looking at the factor in terms of gross yield of the factoring business, we have recorded a 10.8% in terms of average rate, and that is including income from interest and commissions together.
The second question from Barclays was about the seasonality. This has been always pretty much the case, so we expect that it will be the same also in 2015, where clearly towards the year end we will see more company that due to their need of improving their net financial position, they will sell a large portfolio, as has been the case in all the other year. Maybe there is some other question.
The next question is from Philip Dobbin with Jefferies. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi there. So I just wanted to confirm something said in relation to the last answer. You said that seasonality of turnover would maintain the same pattern, Q3 and Q4 being above Q2, for example. But I think Margherita said that the rate of growth would be the same as Q2. Is that right, that at 36%?
Margherita?
I think what we can say is that we expect to continue to see the business growing in line with our expectations and in line with what we've seen in the first half year compared to the past. We cannot really disclose our projections for the second half of the year.
The only thing that we may add is that clearly we see an increased demand of VAT receivable, that the VAT receivable, for instance, are assets that have a higher yield compared to the other type of asset because they have a longer duration. And due to the change in the Italian law, really we have start to see a lot of requests on that front. So, turnover, I think that is one of the patterns, but is also important also the mix within the turnover of what we are going to buy. And in that respect, clearly, even when you talk about VAT, the seasonability of the VAT is even more than on the other asset class. Any other question?
Once again, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one on your telephone. The next question is a follow-up from Tony Deng with Barclays. Please go ahead.
Hi again. Just one more question for me, please. Do you have any update on your market share of the total factoring market? I think it was around 1.6% at March. And do you see any changes in the competitive dynamics in the PA factoring market that is worthy of note? Thank you.
We don't have evidence of that. As you know, this type of market share is something that was calculated by the association. So if you look at only what is the Assifact number, the situation remain pretty much unchanged. The part that probably we will only be able to know later on is when Bank of Italy will provide information of how much of the public sector has been going through factoring. So when we look at the market share in the factoring, the, based on the association of factoring, the situation didn't change. Then whether this represent a bigger proportion of funding through factoring of the delay of the public administration, this is something that we have to wait for source of information mainly driven by Bank of Italy, I would say.
The next question is from Christian Carrese with Intermonte. Please go ahead.
Yes, just a question on the asset quality. Could you provide us the numbers of total impaired loans in second quarter 2015 compared to year end 2014? And what do you see in terms of evolution, in terms of inflow of, let's say, NPLs quarter to date?
Margherita?
Yeah, in terms of asset quality, we have we are reporting 54.9 million at the end of June in terms of total doubtful loans as compared to 42.2 at the end of December 2014. Of that, 32 million are deriving from past due and watchlist loans, pretty much in line with the numbers that we have reported at the end of 2014. And as we know, these are related, these all entirely related to public administration, and this is ordinary activity to us. They are classified as past due, but this is the standard business for factoring towards public administration. In terms of NPL, we have increased the total NPL number from 11.4 million at the end of 2014 to 22.3 million at the end of June 2015, with an NPL ratio from 1% to 1.8% at the end of June. The NPL amount to 22.3 million is considered to us absolutely in line with our business and with the increased turnover that we are having towards the public administration and more specifically towards the cities, which are the ones that are driving the increase in terms of NPL, the Comuni dissesto or cities which are in a sort of default situation, for which we normally take an impairment of 50% of their book value.
These are net figures, net of provisions?
Gross.
Gross. Okay.
The total provision is 7 million.
Okay.
The stock.
For any further questions, please press star and one on your telephone. A final reminder at this time, if you would like to join the question queue, please dial star and then one now. The next question is a follow-up from Christian Carrese with Intermonte. Please go ahead.
Yes, sorry, just a final question on factoring. I was wondering have you seen any particular competition in any segment, like for example, the pharma sector in the last two quarters? Because we heard by a competitor that maybe there could be some margin squeeze. If you can elaborate on that.
Well, I think that when we look at the pharma in particular, I think that there are two different ways to see those assets. There are assets that are typically coming from a supplier to the public administration that don't really mind whether the collection will be more aggressive, collecting late payment interest, taking legal action. There are other suppliers where they don't want that the banks that buy this type of receivable will be so aggressive on the collection side. While I think that there's been a quite tough competition on the first part, on the second part, when you look at the take-on gross yield that we have experienced on the first half of the year, there was no major compression. Indeed, is less than what is the cost of funding reduction. We did not see these two businesses, I would say, interfere in each other. There are two different ways, two different models of business. Again, one of the important messages is that 90% of our turnover in the first quarter is coming from recurring clients, so people that continue to sell the receivable to us. There's only 10% that potentially are these spot transactions that could be the one in competition or in higher competition with others.
You said that the gross yield in the first half 2015 for the factoring business was equal to 10.8%, if I'm not wrong. I was wondering what was the number for the first half 2014.
Just a second that Margherita will find the number.
11.3%.
11.3% on the first half 2014.
Perfect. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Mr. Garbi, there are no more questions registered this time. You have the floor for any closing comments.
Okay. I would like simply to thank you everybody for being present, and thank you for all the question. We will have the next conference call on the next quarter result. Thank you. Bye.